A mixed selection of items this month, ranging from topical to historical, and it's all here on Organ First Radio. So, let's get the show on the road. To commence, here's a recording that I made of Ernest Broadbent during a live concert at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool back in 1974, and it's one that features the rarely heard full version of his lovely signature tune, For You, and that's followed then by Bring Me Sunshine, Smile Down Your Smile, and Bye Bye Blues. Ernest Broadbent at the Tower Ballroom Organ. Ernest, of course, was quite a prolific composer, and I came across one of his compositions the other day, played by classical organist Malcolm Archer on the Lancaster Town Hall organ, which is housed in the Ashton Hall. No, I don't own it. This magnificent organ was built by Norman and Beard of Norwich and is currently being totally restored by a local volunteer group. The work is estimated at £300,000. Anyway, here is the delightful Ernest Broadbent composition titled Penguin's Playtime. The Penguin's Playtime, played there by Malcolm Archer. In complete contrast, let's spend the next few moments remembering the great Klaus Wunderlich, who would have been 84 years of age this month had he not passed away so suddenly in October of 1977. And ironically, whilst I was making up my mind which of his many recordings to feature, I discovered that another German artist, with whom Klaus had made several recordings, passed away just 12 months ago. I refer to arranger, bandleader, music teacher and accordionist Hubert Deringer, who was 91 years of age. Well, these two artists made quite a number of tracks together, so let's celebrate both their talents in this combined arrangement of Dark Eyes. Thank you. eyes, also known as black eyes. Well, eBay is usually awash with copies of recordings made by Klaus Wunderlich, but one of the rarest to appear is the one which was never released in this country, called Kauf der einen bunten Luftballon, which basically translates to buy yourself a colourful air balloon. And it comes from the German film released in 1943 titled The White Dream. The majority of the tracks on the LP are a combination of Klaus with a vocal group, but one of the solo Hammond tracks is this next one called Zwei in einer großen Stadt. Klaus Wunderlich with Zwei in einer großen Stadt, which translates to Two in a Big City, and that's taken from another German film from the year 1942. Well, the other day I got an email from organist Andrew Varley asking me if I knew anything about another famous German organist, Heinrich Reithmüller, who died in 2006. Well, he actually made a recording on the Wurlitzer organ, which was once the pride and joy in the residence of Werner Ferdinand von Siemens from 1929 until 1982, when it was completely restored and reinstalled in the State Institute for Music Research Museum in Berlin, where Heinrich Reithmüller recorded Kauf der einen bunten Luftballon. Thank you. Kauf der einen bunten Luftballon, played there by Heinrich Reithmüller. And that was taken from the CD Zwei in einer großen Stadt. Basically, the story of the film takes place in 1941 when a German officer meets a Red Cross nurse at the Friedrichstrasse station in Berlin. They quickly fall in love and have but 1 hour in each other's company before he must depart. So, with that in mind, I thought you might like the tongue-in-cheek choice of the next item, namely Leroy Lewis at his custom-built electronic organ with An Affair to Remember, This Guy's in Love with You, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and After the Lovin'.
Thank you.
Leroy Lewis at the organ rig that he called El Bando, which was a combination of Hammond, Allen, Yamaha and Roland instruments. Now, apart from the endless hours devoted to the general election last month, there was another event that we were awaiting the outcome of, and that was the new member of the royal family, namely Princess Charlotte. Now, purely by accident, I was going through some of my cassettes the other day and came across a broadcast that organist Terence Casey gave many years ago when there was an earlier addition to that family. Regret I don't have the year in question, but the sentiments are the same as Terence Casey introduced this next item in his programme, which came then from the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer organ.
This year is Royal Baby Year. Have you ever thought how many beautiful melodies have been written around this word baby? The lullabies, the cradle songs, oh, so many haunting tunes. See how many you can remember in this arrangement of mine. And with that selection of baby songs for the Royal Baby Year, this is Terence Casey saying goodbye to you from the organ of the State Theatre, Kilburn, with my signature tune, A Little Bit of Heaven.
One from the archives, a selection of baby tunes played there by Terence Casey. Back to electronics once again, and something rather special from a regular contributor to these shows, namely John Kiffin. The background to this next item comes as a result of me asking John to record a special piece of music for a forthcoming video of mine, which will form part of the special Klaus Wunderlich tribute page, which can easily be accessed from the Organ First Radio web pages. For a great many years, there's always been something of a mystery surrounding which of the many recordings that Klaus Wunderlich made are the ones that earned him the 14 gold awards that he received. Not only that, the collection, the complete collection of 13 gold LPs and one gold cassette, have never been publicly seen before. But I wanted a piece of music to accompany the storyline and the pictures, something with gold in the title. Well, I discounted the Goldfinger theme for obvious reasons, and tunes such as the Gold and Silver Waltz and Golden Wedding Day didn't seem to be right also. But then I remembered a piece of music which Mario Lanza sang in the film The Student Prince. Not only did it seem right, but it also provided me with the title of the video, which is to be called Golden Days. The problem was that Klaus never recorded it, and so I asked John Kiffin if he'd make an arrangement of it for the video track. And here it is. Golden Days.
Thank you.
Golden Days, originally composed by Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricus, and that was a special arrangement recorded by John Kiffin on Versi organ, which will form part of the Golden Days video, details of which will appear on the Organ First web pages just as soon as it's uploaded. Meanwhile, a very big thank you to John Kiffin for the time taken to do that especially for me. Most of us will have seen and heard about the way that organists Andrew Nix and Tony Stace were treated on the first programme of the latest series of Britain's Got Talent. But why did Simon Cowell, who is no advocate of organ music, sit there whilst two organs were set up on stage and then dismiss their obviously edited performance so rudely? What did he think these professionals were going to play? Having clearly made up his mind, his remarks, I felt, influenced the judges, one of whom was Amanda Holden, who actually voted yes back in 2011 when Jean Martin appeared and got right through to the semi-finals. Slight difference was that Simon Cowell was not on the panel the first time that Jean wowed the audience, and with the swell of public support for her in the interim weeks, when Cowell did put in an appearance, Jean had clearly then a massive audience backing. Okay, so perhaps it wasn't the kind of performance that organ enthusiasts are used to hearing Jean play, so perhaps it's a case of what a woman's got to do, a woman's got to do. Well, here's Jean playing the kind of music that we all love. Pure imagination. Pure Imagination, delightfully played there by Jean Martin, and that comes from the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Let's make a second visit to the famous Blackpool Tower Ballroom again to hear the world-famous Wurlitzer organ, but this time it's in the company of Nigel Ogden. From a super series of CDs that he made with the generic title of Through the Decades, here's another topical item which befits the latest addition to our royal family. Trevor H. Stanford was perhaps better known to everyone as Russ Conway, and one of his famous hit tunes was Royal Event. Nigel Ogden at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and Royal Event. As I said earlier, I've been going through my collection of cassettes, and as quite a few of them are getting to the stage where they're really past playing, like a lot of people, I'm transferring them to CDs in the hope of getting just a few more years' enjoyment out of them. Amongst them were a couple that were issued back in 1995, as part of the Yamaha Music Foundation courses, which were specially selected for the Yamaha Electone Music Grading System. The problem is that none of the artists recording the tracks for Book 6 students to learn from are listed, so it's anyone's guess who might be playing. I even contacted Yamaha Music aficionados Glyn Madden and Janet Dowsett for any clues as to who it might be. Neither had any idea, but Janet came up with the composers, who are Carlo Innocenzi and Sonia Perlswick. Anyway, here's a delightful and appropriate little tune to close this month's show. It's called Adieu. Adieu, played there by a mystery organist. And with that, it's time for me to also say adieu until the next time we're in each other's company, which in fact can be any time you choose, night or day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The choice is yours. Don't forget to check the special Klaus Wunderlich tribute page for the upcoming video, which lays bare the whole story in words and music of his phenomenal output of 14 gold awards. There'll never be another, that's for sure. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, until the next time, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.